From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. The United States presented for the first time pieces of what it said were Iranian weapons supplied to the Iran-aligned Houthi militia in Yemen, describing it as conclusive evidence that Tehran was violating UN resolutions. The U.S. Defense Department put the fragments of weaponry on display and explained how it concluded that they came from Iran. The arms included charred remnants of what the Pentagon said was an Iranian-made short-range ballistic missile fired from Yemen on November 4th at King Khalid International Airport outside Saudi Arabia's capital Riyadh, as well as a drone and anti-tank weapon recovered in Yemen by the Saudis. At least 17 people are dead and another 15 wounded after a suicide bomber attacked the main police training facility in Mogadishu, Somalia. Andrew Polishewski has the details.
Police were rehearsing for an upcoming parade commemorating the 74th anniversary of the creation of Somalia's police force when the bomber entered the General Kahiye Police Academy early Thursday disguised as a policeman. A police officer tells VOA Somali they are investigating the possibility that the bomber may have spent the night in the academy. But the state-run Somali National News Agency says the man was wearing a tracksuit and emerged from residential areas near the academy before detonating his explosive vest. The militant Islamist group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack, claiming 27 police officers were killed. Andrew Palcheski, VOA News.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Thursday that some of his opponents in next year's election